From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson, watching the talks on peace in eastern Ukraine. French President Francois Hollande says a French-German peace initiative currently under discussion is one of the last chances to end the fighting in eastern Ukraine, while German Chancellor Angela Merkel says it's unclear if the plan will succeed. Mr. Hollande and Ms. Merkel are in talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin. VOA's Daniel Scharf reports.
A Kremlin spokesman described Ukraine peace talks Friday between French President Francois Hollande, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, and Russian President Vladimir Putin as constructive and substantive. Dmitry Peskov indicated no new deal was reached after 5 hours of closed-door private discussions in Moscow. But he said they agreed to work on a September ceasefire drawn up in the Belarusian capital Minsk that has been routinely violated. Based on proposals made by the President of France and the German Chancellor, he says, work is underway to prepare the text of a possible joint document on implementation of the Minsk agreements. Daniel Scharf, VOA News, Kyiv.
A Kenyan lawmaker has been shot and killed today in Nairobi, along with his two bodyguards and driver. George Muachi of the Kibete Party was returning from a family gathering when his car was attacked. A police officer said the killing was done execution style. Kenya's president, Uhuru Kenyatta, said he's deeply shocked and saddened by the killings. Opposition leader Raila Odinga denounced the killing of the legislator, saying it was part of a wider pattern of violence and insecurity in Kenya. Yemen's Shiite rebels have finalized their takeover of the country, announcing they have dissolved parliament and are setting up a new presidential council. In a televised statement, Houthi militia said the five-member council will manage the country for up to 2 years. This is VOA News. State media say North Korea has tested a new intelligent anti-ship rocket to be deployed across its navy. Pyongyang's official Central Korean News Agency reported the exercise carried out by the North's East Sea Fleet and monitored by leader Kim Jong-un. The report did not give a location or date. Security officials in Iraq say bombings in Baghdad have killed at least 34 people and wounded scores of others. In the first attack today, a suicide bomber detonated explosives on a busy street, killing at least 22 people, wounding dozens of others. A short time later, two more bombs ripped through the popular Sharqa market area, killing another 10. A third bomb in the Iraqi capital city killed several more people and wounded others. U.S. officials say they cannot confirm Islamic State's claim that a Jordanian airstrike has killed a female American aid worker held hostage by the group. That aid worker has been identified by her family as Kayla Mueller. The Islamic State said Mueller was killed when a Jordanian airstrike hit the building where she was being held in the Syrian city of Raqqa. Jordanian officials call the Islamic State's claim criminal propaganda. Mueller was kidnapped by Islamic State when she was leaving a hospital in the Syrian city of Aleppo in 2013. Here in Washington, President Obama has released his national security strategy, saying the U.S. should not overreach or rely solely on military power to confront global challenges. VOA correspondent Eru Pandey at the White House.
In his latest national security strategy, Mr. Obama makes clear that while the United States leads from a position of strength, quote, we are stronger when we mobilize collective action. This collective action, White House National Security Advisor Susan Rice said Friday, is seen in the fight to degrade and destroy the Islamic State militant group in Iraq and Syria.
Together, we've taken out thousands of ISIL's fighters. Just last week, ISIL conceded defeat in the months-long siege of Kobani.
Eru Pandey, VOA News, at the White House.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has urged Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif to meet a March deadline for a framework deal to rein in Iran's nuclear program. The so-called P5+1 group wants Iran to scale back nuclear activity and ensure it's not developing nuclear weapons. They've given themselves a July 1st deadline to agree to a final deal. Iran insists its nuclear program is peaceful and wants the repeal of sanctions that have hurt its economy. The search teams have recovered three more bodies from Taiwan's Keelung River today, bringing the death toll from Wednesday's Trans-Asia Airways plane crash to 38. Five people on board Flight 235 are still missing. 15 people survived. Investigators said Friday two turboprop engines failed to provide enough thrust to lift the aircraft. I'm Marty Johnson reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.